This day 1684 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi, today the Simen Shin and Zion Sif Beis, the Simen Shin Samech Sif Aleph. Beis. Makom sheish kudah tamach is a place where there is a governmental decree. Rashosa may say Yom Shlishi to wait to bury the corpse until the third day. Marchitzen so miyadi, we wash the corpse immediately in Bloshim or so, and you put it into a shroud, munach kach, and it remains that way out Yom Shlishi till the third day. Muchlab is sardin, wrapped up in a sheet, and kol alkol b'godim with all the shrouds. And some of the gvura chosim nakim or so, and right before the gvura, you clean it again. Rabbi Yannis ever so Simon Shinon Beis already explained. Shalo sin zah pip kudos and ma'ruz eno bim ba'al toli. If you're doing it because governments compel you to do it, you're not violating ba'al toli. This ba'al toli eno look shu derek b'zoyim. Prohibition of ba'al toli is only when it's derek b'zoyim. V'kach to shubba sifri, that says in the sifri lo salin v'aso al ha'eitz. Don't leave his carcass on the tree. Ma'eitz shu nivolo. Just like on the tree is something which is demeaning to him. Avkol should even leave a sotu edi, which is demeaning to him. Yotze milin l'chol, as opposed to if you leave him over for his honor, l'achim t'achrichim, or a pair of shrouds, or shivu rabim l'osot, that many people come to levaya, l'asos aron, or to make a coffin, or shivu mekonos, that lamenters will come, or l'abi sabton, to bring a eulogizer, chayetze bibo. Ain't over, those cases don't violate it, came shanos a derech bizan, because you're not doing derech bizan, but can I make a say, here it's the same thing. Makom Shem Kudas Hamach is a place where there is no governmental decree. The Meshalu Mechiram, and you leave him over for naught. Over Lo Tolim, you do violate Lo Tolim. The Hamach is a Perek Yav Tanya, and it says in himself, Hamach is called Melech Hamesa. Is a novel. Anybody who leaves Hamesa over degrades him. He means him. Ayn Shalom. Koshken Shein Lashos Eshil Shir Kubar Ever Shabbos Achar Chatos. And then evidently there was some sort of Mesorah, that to be buried Erev Shabbos after Chatzos is some sort of skula, going to Gan Eden immediately or something of that sort, so that is inappropriate to delay for that purpose. In the brackets, it says, Eosh Yomishim might be a Sofek Misa, some of you, those who say that it's a question whether that person is still perhaps still alive, so leave him that for sure he's dead. Ruach Cheres Bom, they have a different, they are doing it on account of some sort of heretical intendencies. Moshe Rabbeinu Simon Shin Lamed Ches. Maybe seven pieces of children named Chasim Soifer. Gimel. Kol Meisim Shemayel Malutim Mitos and Arayz Meshuvach Enim All Meisim. When you are take their stretcher out quickly, that is praiseworthy. Avol Imo. But for father and mother, Arayz Meguna, it's reprehensible. The New York Hilu Megurot Salif Sarmen. It seems they want to get rid of them. And then can't Arab Shabbos or Yathim unless it's Arab Shabbos or Yathim Shazman Kotzar, when time is shorter, she will show Mizal Mitasa or rain is pouring on the stretcher. Chemish Mez Misa Pisomis, also saying that it's a sun death. Lo, you are a little cover, choose Barsham Mez. They should not be very definite that they're dead. Line up, Abu Chalo Shos, maybe they fell in some great state of weakness. Shun Ches, Nun say, or meet the people who carry the stretcher between Mishu, Krishma, and Tfilah, exempt from Shema and from Tfilah. Of whatever you do, it's well known to us the mitzvah, but the mitzvah of Zavah mitzvah is exempt from another mitzvah. He knows that everything there for those people who bear the stretcher, fame those who take their place, those who take the places of the places who took the place. I don't know if I said that right, but you got the idea. Because there's no, people don't have the strength to take the entire way. Therefore, they switch from these to those and relays. Bein osim shein lifnei amita, where those who are in front of the stretcher, bein osim shein achar amita, those behind the stretcher, me'achar sheishim amita, tzor ben, since it's necessary for the stretcher, chomar, meaning she'el nosim ben nochim, these carry, these rest, el nochim, el nosim, these rest, and these carry, chelom, so too, continuously, actually, amita, basic rest, until the stretcher reaches the cemetery, chum, tzor, mikresh, me'al, zem, m'shma, mitfilo, u'mikom, mitzvus. For example, more mitzvahs. Other people coming to Mesha Eino Simas Amita were not bearing the stretcher. Chayavim, they are required to say into the mitzvahs. But I've come down to the Mesha Mitzvah. So yeah, coming to Mesha is also a mitzvah. Kol Kol Nevoes Vein Shilu, there's no specific measure for that. My Arba Amos, you know, the kind of Mitzvah Levi, by walking 4 hours. So, Chaim Kohen Kohen Shema is probably, then they go to take Shema and Davin. But as about Chaim Simonai Beis. The question is clear, the Miesh Taib and Sias Amita, she was so much Christ, but there's enough people to carry the stretcher who have already Davin. She saw so much Christ, but they should be born by those already Davin. Yelcho Achem is Spalu and Spalu, and the other people should go Davin. Asher to Mitzvah Amita, even though they want to carry the stretcher, oh well. Base. So on this account, try to arrange not to make Levi adjacent to Zman Krishma. If there's not enough time to bury him before Tiger Krishma comes. But once they stop, him of seeking, they close. You don't stop in order to say Shema Avshia Bor Zman, even though the time is Krishma passed, Mitam Shinish Bar, and count away some mitzvah. Chatkil, Eshamdin, Kovro, Adji, Shavish, Kwaiz, Bolu, Roba, Adam, Shabayir. So I'm able to wait for a burial until you assume that most of the people in the city have Ray Tavin. Morning or evening, some people are leaning book Shal Arvis with even Krishma, but the Evan, since its time is not just 3 hours, it's all the entire night for the Evan. Also, and it shouldn't come to the Baal Talin by leaving the mace overnight. So you have to remember that the Baal Talin is only when you leave him overnight the entire night and you bury him the next day. From several of you buried at the end of the night, ain't over about Tolly, there's no violation about Tolly. Even though there are people arguing, unless that is the primary halacha. Kimo, Vitad, the brachas, Aminan, Mahel's brachas, Tafi Tess, it says, Anam Choshe, Matsin, the Chatkila, some of the Krishma, a distinguished personage. You take him out of the Chatkila, even though it's right by the time of Krishma. Rabbi Yosef, of course, some of Krishma, and Shem, Rabbi Yosef was taken out that time. It hurts Chashivus to show his significance. So he's at school, I feel the bar mitzvah. So people should not be involved in the bar mitzvah before they take him after he buried. Person with Shemitah says, the person can leave this out. Yishukas of the time, some people say, write the reason that the post can dump this down. Shem is real, it ain't a local, they hold it's not that a local. With Chib Amahi, it's pushing us off, the Baruch says. Adaychem Mavur, it's difficult to say. I think, says Oshun, at the time, many, several things that they used to do, we don't have a minhag anymore. It's fascinating. connection here. It says that something which can be eaten raw. Adam Chashav Shani. Same person is different. I don't remember this. Person who himself was Adam Chashav doesn't eat things raw, maybe. From the head of raw, so you could eat raw, doesn't apply. I honestly don't remember that, the connection. Chaim Avelis based on Kshutus, I mean the Adam Chashav Shani. Also by Avelis, in terms of a partnership, we say the Adam Chashav is different. Say in Chiluk, but I guess they had these distinctions between normal people and Adam Chashav. And say in Chiluk, but I guess we don't make distinctions. Okay, and Gam Kam Hishmitu. That's a leave the Hishmi to say the F this out. Kabbal Chomra Dwar. In Bechum Lo Chashi in law, if we're not Chashi Shal Chomra, then Adam Chashav, I guess, does not eat stuff raw. We shouldn't have the heter of Nechag Moshu Chai. And by Velus, we say that. I think it means one. I think what it means or one. The shifrim is. I remember what it's by shifrim. Anyway, but by us, it'll make a distinction. Yes, so I look it up. The first thing is B'taka Bishul Adam Chashuv is Shani. He should be Machmir by Bishul Akum by Dover. The second thing is that if a person has Eisei Peshutfus by Avelus, normally the the Shutfim can do Malacha with the joint property here. It's about an animal which is hired out to others, I think. But in any event, So in any event, so Adam Chashav, nevertheless, should not, if it was an Avelus, the thing of Shutfus should not be used. It's more of a mar sign. But then there's the chumra when I machmir, so it's something to be meko. So it's a chen gam kanish because that kavkoy when the chumra mechashin lo koshke in the kula. If we're not machmir for another chashin, we shouldn't be meko for another chashin. And it says the Taz writes that. Now, Yisrael Yerushalmi says Yerushalmi and Yisrael Samita, people who bear the stretcher, assuming that's the son, not allowed to wear shoes. Hashem Yav Sikus Tanu Shechamim made one of the shoes and one of them will get tear. But these bata a mitzvah and the mitzvah will be canceled. Zev Shesh Katofi Katfim Yuchon Moseh. That's when they're special pallbearers, so they should, I guess, have special shoes or not wear shoes. Have a low kosher kulam, no same location, so everybody's taking turns, so then it's not applicable. He puts him in a club, maybe soccer, one of them shoestring gets snapped, somebody else take it. Now, we're not concerned with this for two reasons. After Imachor, Kafim, Lo Yuchal, say, Yelach, Elcha, Mishar, Misa, even if a designated pallbearer, if he can't take it, somebody else will take it. It's Chris Kassim. But it's in the Shire Club, also, it's not relevant at all. There's some shoes on Lame, but to us, their shoes were made with their sandals were made straps. Chim Sigurds were to us, not the one afraid of the shoestring, afraid of the strap snapping. Hashem had said, by us, Lego to Israel, we don't have straps in our shoes, which were shoes. Of course, it's all people more likely wear sandals, or even chutzarts people wear sandals, this would be an issue. What's the widespread custom? So it's interesting that we come out to wear shoes and not sandals. Hey, because I've been a mother, my right, the place where the custom is that the other goes out first in the house, the krovim meet of Achraim, and the relatives and the stretcher after them. And the people who are not relatives put the mace on the mita. And then Abim and the Krovim take the stretcher on the shoulders. And then the rest of the people. The Rokeach writes that the name of the Chassid was Shemotzi and Mehabes and Abayis and take a mace at the house. The issue is Zohar Shaloi Yitzhak Adom Yishol Kodom Mehabes. Nobody should go out before the dead body. It's very late. And then we ask him, Shemuchat, what's it's going to be Kodom? But the people involved who are required to go out first, of course, there's not an issue. Then let's see Aron Shemes Aron Acher Shiesh Bo Mace should not stack coffins which have dead bodies. It's a Kodom that's considered to be Sakharas to Fashas. Also in the buried. Well, because of the other right situation, so I'm saying, probably to get there is a soil, also it's not an issue because when I was in the mace, in order to there is a soil, so I assume we'll see at some point in our locha. No, because of the other rights, the Ramah. The issue in some saying, Shemagim, I mace the kvaros, when you get with the corpse to the base of kvaros, but I deem also. When you stop 8 4 hours before the kavura, and today also there's a custom lamida based with shalosh pamim to stop 2 or 3 times. Before you say tzidukadin, and so coming those other days when you don't say tzidukadin, you don't have to make those stops. The brackets he says, interesting, mystical reason. There are many spirits of tuma around the maze, but among them inside him, they're not patient. They stand still, they diminish. They're not so many impure spirits. There's very much time on this. Place where the women go out in front of the stretcher, they go out. The place to go up after the stretcher, it's also after the stretcher. They go behind the stretcher, but Elu Shami can't deviate. Hakal Shoro. Because Shami says in Shami, the Elu Shenogu, let's say Tchilam Bnei Shenkorum Misa, those who had the custom that the women go first, because they caused death to come down to the world. But it goes Achramita, and those who went after the stretcher, it's Kidei Shlo Yistaklu on Hashemem, so the men wouldn't be looking at them. He came in the Bnei Amita Yeshal Shashavera. So since if they go out in front of the stretcher, there's this concern of Avera, of this men paying attention to women. Therefore, the custom is they only go after the mita. Therefore, he introduced that custom. The Zohar brings that, we should not go to the cemetery. There are many people who do have that minhag. Brothers of the ain la'amod ifnei anoshim b'shoshes chutz mi'ameis, shouldn't stand in front of women when you come back from the mace. Shemalach ha'moves, ma'akeli ifnei, the malach ha'moves dances in front of them, whatever that means. Yeshuchar b'shus chabel, he has permission to wreak havoc. Meir Shalom says that Pogabu Bohen, if you meet the women in Ma'itakante, what should you do? Nisha Beduch, the Arab Amos, jump from the place for Amos. You can narrow the Avery, if there's a river, you should cross the river Chui. Below, and if not, Lehider, Ape, Vlemar, turn around and say, Either Hashem Bechor, slept on, either come in until they pass by. Because of the Makush Agulios Abeim, Hogan, and Mita Hochim, place where the Abeim have accustomed to go in front of the Mita, they go. By virtue of the fact that Rosh Hashanah just quotes the Gemara, and doesn't actually interpret it, so it seems that he's just recording it and not speaking about in depth what the Prez do in practice. I think most of the bias there's not so much debate as manazeh. Okay, Shin Samach. Team Mace Vakala, Mace Mila Mikod. If you have a Mace and a Kala, a Mace and a Mila, which takes precedence? You remove the mace from before the kala. In Pogos Ebzev Derech, if they meet each other on the road, Makdimim, Hakala Tchila, the kala goes first. Kasot Tuvah Shel Aruch, to the Nami Lagdim. This also give preference. You may ain't, but you're not sure if they lead in Kavah Lezezeh, if there's not enough people to see, give cover for both. Makdim, Machlis, Makala, Chupa, Tchila, first you would bring the kala to Chupa, Chakor, and Mace, and you bury the dead body. Avraham, Pergadal, Din Cheskos, Ad Mishael, in front of Mesa Kala. So he has a Mesa in Kala, Vraham, in Niachas Kala. He leaves the Kala. Sassing Mesa gets involved with the Mesa. Chin Roman Tzotho says, Lecha Chal Besa Eva. The heart of the Chal means the heart of the morning. The mourner. Mesa Kala, Shepoku Zebzeh, Bederach, Ma'avin, as a Mesa of Niachala. Mesa Kala meet up with each other on the road. You remove the Mesa of Niachala, Bezeh, Lemidu Femach, and you move both of them in front of the king on Kalashonas. Vile Rakli and Begisha, but they are covered Chaim Makodim. He holds it only in terms of meeting on the road, then the covered of those who are alive, the Kala comes first. Avlasa, but in terms of involvement, Hameis Kodim, the mace comes first, and the next few Sivim is going to explain this in greater detail, but that's it for today.